This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, Clemens. So given the renewed focus on 1MDB and other questionable corporate deals in Malaysia, what are investors' sentiments right now as far as stock market investments are concerned?
Morning, Julian. I think overall investors are clearly cautious. In terms of foreign investor sentiment, I think they are extremely underweight in Malaysia right now. And there are two data points to support this. First is if you look at the survey of weightings of emerging market funds in Malaysia, they are approximately 40% underweight in the country. And this is one of the lowest weightings that I've seen in the recent years. Now, secondly, if you look at the amount of net outflows by foreigners in 2014 and 2015, around 26 billion ringgit worth of equities have actually left our stock market. In 2016, only 2.4 billion has actually returned. So foreigners are indeed very sidelined, and this is obvious if you look at the breakdown of Bursa's trading participation figures. Now, on a slightly better note, foreign ownership in our market has probably bottomed, and we believe that it's unlikely to go down much from here. So the next big move in ratings will probably be up and not down, though it is quite hard to predict, you know, the timing of when this will actually happen. As far as local investors are concerned, we believe that they are well-weighted in this market. This is not surprising because local funds are essentially very country-centric funds. They will have to be well-invested at any one point in time. But interestingly, with the absence of major negative news, our analysis shows that our local funds have actually increased their exposure to equities in the last few months, and this is possibly to take advantage of the seasonal strength in our stock market towards the end of the year. So on the whole, I would say that local funds are well invested, although because of the weaker economic outlook, their portfolios are probably conservatively positioned to reflect this cautious outlook on our economy.
So, Clement, going back to your glass half full scenario, where you state that the low weightings can lead to the next move being to replenish those weightings by foreign investors, and to what extent do you think the interest rate decision of the United States, as well as the possibility of further currency turbulence as a result of the non working out of the OPEC deal, how will this affect sentiment going into the local market?
Okay. Well, on the non-workings of the OPEC deal, I think firstly is that we expect, the oil majors to be constrained in terms of their ability to spend on new capex. And as such, because of investment in oil capex, that we may see some supply shortages coming through maybe in the second half of 2017 and 2018. So this actually bodes well for oil prices, or at least we could now be looking at a stabilization at 50 as opposed to the low 40s. Mm-hmm. As far as U.S. interest rates are concerned, I think the pressure on interest rates in Malaysia is down rather than up, and that's because I think monetary policy probably needs to come in to help the overall economy as opposed to spending more money on the fiscal side.
And recently, the budget was also unveiled with a 3% deficit to GDP or slightly under. So that's in line with government targets for the deficit. How does this colour your view about the market's prospects?
Sure. Well, the stock market has traded sideways since the budget on October the 21st. So investors have probably not changed their views too much. But at Apex Investment, I think we are more cautious after the budget announcement. There are clearly pressures on the government's revenues and from rising expenditures. The debt levels need to be addressed. And also our economic momentum is still decelerating. So it's therefore a time for immense pragmatism in our view. We would therefore be less enthusiastic on companies which are reliant on the domestic economy and on government spending. Instead, we would be favouring new plays and some companies which have overseas earnings.
And also, just as going on into 2017, do you see any themes that stand out? I think we mentioned a few, like interest rate in the US as well as oil price movement. Are there any themes that stand out? And how does Malaysia look from a regional viewpoint in terms of attractions and valuations?
Okay. Asia as a whole will look more interesting going into 2017. Some of the regional economies will benefit from the impact of lower interest rates this year. But importantly, I think Asia as a whole should see better GDP growth in 2017, as well as better earnings growth. I think Malaysia, if anything, we will be lifted up by some of those trends. In terms of themes, well, Malaysia has always been about picking the right stock. So we will focus on a bottom-up strategy in 2017, very much like what we did in 2016. In terms of sectors or areas which could look potentially interesting, well, we would, as mentioned, favor some of the interest rate-sensitive sectors like the REIT companies. We like companies with a certain component of overseas earnings, which may benefit from a stronger U.S. dollar. We are exposed to some of the consumer names. There's some situational and restructuring plays which may look interesting. We also favor one or two utilities. The small to mid-cap space may be interesting. I think the Prime Minister mentioned about $3 billion allocation to small and mid-cap, so prospects there could be stronger next year.
Thank you so much. And that was Clement Chiu, CEO of Apex Investment Services Berhad. And now Kusu Chuang speaks to Joe Quinlan, Chief Market Strategist at U.S. Trust Bank of America Private Wealth Management in New York.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
This year, I will chew 117 number 2 pencils.
I will doodle 9 Staples notebooks to death.
When it comes to school supplies, it's guaranteed your kids will go through a lot.
I'll make a whole lot of paper airplanes.
I will lose my backpack.
That's why you get guaranteed savings for back to school at Staples.
I'll give away my last pen to Nathan in math class.
Get guaranteed savings at Staples, and right now, one subject notebooks for just a penny with a $5 purchase. Staples, that was easy. Valid on select SKUs while supplies last. Limit 6, ends 8/25/12.